The Tanya for the 11th day of Tammuz, Yud Aleph Tammuz, is at the beginning of Igeres HaTshuva, the third part of Tanya. Tanya is divided into four parts, in the same way that the Shulchan Aruch is divided into four parts. And the Rebbe writes that the third part of Tanya, Igeres HaTshuva, relates to the third chelik of Shulchan Aruch, which is Hilchas Noshim, marriage and divorce, Evan Ezra. And the connection is that in tshuva there are two levels, tshuva ilah and tshuva tatah, and they're both represented by the letter he in the Eibishter's name, because tshuva means toshuv he, but there are, the letter he appears twice in the Eibishter's name. So the first he represents bina, and the second he represents malchus, and those are the two feminine characteristics, the two feminine traits in the divine attributes. Bina is the mother, Malchus is the daughter. So it's Hilchas Noshim, and just as in history and in the Gemara, the laws of divorce come before the laws of marriage, and in history, first the Eibishter sent man away. The human being was sent away from the Garden of Eden, and then by Matan Torah there was a reconnecting, a kiddushin, kiddushon b'mitzvaysav. In the same way, tshuva is first a separation and then a coming back. So the Igeres HaTshuva relates to the chelik Evan Ezra, the Hilchas Noshim. Perek Aleph, Igeres HaTshuva, it's on page 344. Tanya B'Seif Yumo, Shleisha Chiluki Kaporehim. We learn at the end of the Gemara of Yumo that there are three kinds of kapora, three kinds of cleansing. V'tshuva im kol echad, and tshuva comes with each of them. Over al mitzvahs eseh v'shov, a person fails to do a positive mitzvah. And does tshuva regret it? He doesn't move from there until he's forgiven. In other words, he's forgiven on the spot. If he transgresses a negative commandment, he does something you're not allowed to do, vishov, and he repents, he regrets, is tshuva teila, the tshuva puts the sin into hold, the Yom Kippur mechaper, and Yom Kippurim, the Yom Kippur that follows, brings the cleansing. Pirush da'af al gavdili in kiyam mitzvahs ese gedela shadeches leises, that although on one hand the positive mitzvah is greater than the negative mitzvah, because the positive mitzvah displaces the negative mitzvah. The mitzvah's essay is decha de lois essay. Like, for example, the mitzvah of mila on Shabbos. The mitzvah, the positive mitzvah of mila, is decha the restrictions, the prohibitions of Shabbos. Hainu mishum shal yidei ki a mitzvah's essay mamshich ev shefa beil mesel yeinim meha'ara seirin seiv baruch. It's because through the mitzvah's essay you bring a greater amount of light, a greater amount of shefa from the Eibishter, k'meshikosa b'zeyat. Reish mem ches pikudin, inon remach evorim de malko, that every positive mitzvah is actually a limb of the Eibishter, of the king. V'gam al nafshi halikis, k'meshikosa v'ashikadishon v'mitzvaysav. And he brings this godliness to his own soul, he brings it down to his nefesh halikis, as we say, k'dishonu, we become sanctified through the mitzvah. But when it comes to tshuva, av shemeichlem lei ha'enish al shemarad b'malchusei yizbarech v'lei osam maimer ha'melach, even though he is forgiven the punishment that comes for rebelling and failing to follow God's instruction when he fails to do a positive mitzvah, mikol mokein, But even though he's forgiven, the light that was supposed to be produced by this mitzvah is missing. That there are certain things that can't be fixed, like the failure to read the Shema. What can't be fixed? You can be forgiven, but you can't make up for the godliness that is lacking because of the lack of the mitzvah. That although he will now be careful and scrupulous in reading the Shema morning and night for the rest of his life, but this tshuva is good for the future, but it doesn't help to fix what is lacking that one time that he didn't say the Shema. And a person who violates a negative commandment, does something you're not allowed to do, the fact that he got connected, attached to the evil, and the evil gets attached to him, it causes a blemish and damage in the origin from which the soul comes. Because the nefesh comes to the person from the yutzviris da'asiyah, and that's where the pagam and the damage is created, is caused. Lokach ein kapara lenafshei. Therefore, there is no cleansing for the nefesh. V'loy lemailo, and no cleansing above. Ad yem hakipurim until yem kippur. Even after the tshuva, k'meisha kosuv, v'kipur al hakedesh metumeis b'nei Yisrael mipishayim. Lifnei Hashem titaharu, lifnei Hashem dafkin. That in order to bring a cleansing, the cleansing has to come from before Hashem. Be higher than the name Hashem, the lochein ein lil made me kan shum kula chas v'sholim b'mitzvah eser u'befrad b'talmud Torah. So we can't draw any conclusions from this. The fact that it's harder to gain forgiveness for a negative commandment than for a positive commandment, we shouldn't conclude from that the positive commandment is of any less significance. And particularly Bittul Talmud Torah. So far we have two kinds of kapara. The kapara for a mitzvah esa, and the kapara for mitzvah lois esa. For a mitzvah esa, the tshuva itself brings the kapara, and in a lois esa, you have to have tshuva and yom kippur. Over al krisis u'misas bezdin, a person who violates a commandment for which the punishment is kodesh, or a death penalty, tshuva v'yema kippurim teilin, then the tshuva that he does and the yom kippur that follows put the aveda on hold, the yisurin nemarkin, and the suffering that a person goes through cleanses, pirish gemrin hakapara, the suffering completes the cleansing. And it comes from the expression to scour or to rinse, which is the cleansing of the nefesh. Ki kapora hi loshen ki nuach. Kapora doesn't mean forgiveness, it means cleansing. Cleaning. Shemekaneach lichluch hachet. Kapora means that it cleans away the blemish or the impurity of the sin. So we see that from suffering with the rod, with the punishment, the sin is cleansed and removed. Ad kan loshen habraisa. All of this is the loshen, the statement of the braisa. The Hayem Yom for the 11th day of Tammuz, the Rebbe writes that Betanya Tvus Zalkvi, the Tanya that was published in Zalkvi in the year Mevaser Tev, the heralding of good, which is numerically equivalent to 1799, the year 1799. It's the numerical equivalent is to 5559. But the English date then was 1799. In that printing of the Tanya, the Egeres HaTshuva was printed in its original form, the first version. V'loi nechlekol leprokim, but it was not at that point divided into chapters. Gam yesh kama shinuyim b'techon ha'Egeres, and also in that printing there are differences and variations from that text to the text as we have it today.